This is the 31 Day Healing Devotional with Chim Newton. Day 29. Are you wounded in your soul? This 29th day of our healing devotional, there is need for us to do some soul searching. Are you wounded in your soul? Many are struggling to receive their healing because they are deeply wounded in their souls. The health of your soul is so very important. If its state is bad, it has direct impact on the state of your bodily health. Your soul consists of your emotions, your intellect, and your will. What sort of thoughts have you allowed to take hold of your mind over the years? What unwholesome emotions have you harbored in your being? Is it bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, fear, sorrow, impure thoughts, etc.? These toxic emotions could combine to wound a man's soul. And when a soul is wounded, the body ultimately becomes sick. In other words, the condition of your soul largely determines the state of your body. Unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, sorrow, and fear are all demonic strongholds, and from them, devils spring attacks. However, unforgiveness is by far the leading culprit in many a wounded soul. It is a driver of afflictions and setbacks. Let me tell you a story to underscore the potent danger of unforgiveness. There was a certain man who was conscripted into the army, and he was going to be away at the battlefront for a while. He had a young wife whom he loved so dearly and really wished he could do something to escape conscription, but he couldn't. Tearfully, he had to go. He carried with him in his pocket the picture of his wife. Now and again, he would look at the picture, asking God to keep him for the sake of his wife. He was away for 2 long years. God kept him until he was discharged due to a leg injury. After 3 months in the military hospital, he returned home, hoping to be welcomed by a loving wife. But alas, he was greeted with the unkindest news. His wife had eloped with another man, who also turned out to be a friend of his. He was devastated, to put it mildly, and he wept for days until bitterness got the better part of him. The former soldier was filled with bitterness for years. He stopped going to church, too embittered to give himself another chance at loving. He tried to build a business, but it was bedeviled with setbacks. Nothing really was working. Then he became seriously ill, and a dear friend took him to a man of God for prayers. As the man of God began to pray, he saw strange forces tormenting him and a demon of death hovering. Then the Holy Spirit ministered to the preacher that the sick man was being tormented by the demons of bitterness and unforgiveness. "Forgive your wife," the preacher said. "What?" The sick man perked up, thinking he had not heard well. "Yes, forgive your wife so that you can recover, so that things can begin to work in your favor." "No!" He wanted to scream, but his voice choked with tears. How could anyone who was not himself wicked suggest that? Bitterness racked his body all over as he broke down in tears. "No," he kept mumbling to himself. Then the Lord took the man of God to Matthew 18:23-35. It is a parable of Jesus about the servant who owed his master a huge debt, but whom his master generously forgave because he pleaded and his master had compassion on him. But the same servant will not show mercy to his fellow servant who owed him just a few bucks. He would not listen to the servant's plea for a little more time, but he went and cast him into the prison instead. Fellow servants who witnessed his wicked act reported to their master what he had done. The master became angry. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses, Jesus declared to his listeners. Having read the scriptures to the troubled man, the preacher further admonished him, "Forgive your wife and your friend who betrayed you and move on with your life. Give yourself a chance to live again. Don't let unforgiveness truncate your glorious destiny." The man wept some more, but he forgave as he was admonished. He managed to lift himself from the dunghill of bitterness after several counseling sessions. I am not asking you to take her back. I am not asking you to maintain any communication with them. Just forgive them from the depths of your heart and move on with your life. The counselor had particularly impressed upon him. The man not only recovered from his affliction, he soon made it big in business, becoming a millionaire of note in his country. Brethren, unforgiveness is indeed a jailer. It is capable of holding a man in captivity and affliction. Such an unforgiving person becomes God's enemy, having violated the injunction of God. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Mark 11:25-26. And again in Matthew 18, so my heavenly Father will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. What will my heavenly Father do to you? He will deliver you, the unforgiving person, to the torturers. It is that serious, my brothers and sisters. Forgive. Let it go. Let your wounds heal by the purging of your soul of the bitterness and unforgiveness. Let the trauma go. The affliction may well be as a result of the festering wound in your soul. I can assure you that if you would consciously purge yourself of the bitterness, of the unforgiveness, and let go of the trauma, that affliction will disappear just like that. How can one go about this? First, make up your mind that you really mean business, and from the depths of your heart, forgive that man, that woman, who hurt you so badly. Recall everyone that you need to forgive. 2, call each person by name. Sylvia, I forgive you. I love you with the love of Christ. The memory of it might still hurt, but keep declaring your love for the person until you start to experience peace from within. 3, apply the blood of Jesus directly to your soul. Declare, I apply the blood of Jesus to my soul. By the blood of Jesus, I purge my soul of every ounce of bitterness and unforgiveness. Father, let your love flow into my soul in Jesus' name. 4, ask God to heal you of any wound or trauma in your soul. Declare, Father, I have obeyed your injunction. Please forgive me and heal me of any wound in my soul. And heal my body also in Jesus' name. God is a just God. I can assure you that He will respond swiftly and heal you. God readily forgives us when we err, which is why He expects us to forgive also. Besides, when you forgive, God makes all things to work in your favor, and He fights for you against anything or anyone that troubles you. May God's goodness and mercy continually follow you as you make amends in Jesus' name. Amen. Healing declaration. Put your right hand upon your head as I pray for you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in your soul and body. That trauma, that wound goes right now in the name of Jesus. Let the peace and the love of God flood your heart right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is done. Rejoice. Check your body. Do what you couldn't do before, and you will find that you have been healed. Faith action. 1. Thank God for your healing until it manifests. Father, thank you for healing me. I receive her manifestation right now in the name of Jesus. 2. Remain joyful. If the enemy attempts to bring back memories of your past, resist him. Devil, I say no to you. I have forgiven Jonah and he remains forgiven. I love him now with the love of Christ. Glory to God. And declare loudly, Jonah, I love you. 3. Do not delay to share your testimony of healing so that God can fully establish your healing. Send your testimony to chimnewton@ymail.com. 4. Remember all that you have been through and say thank you, Jesus, with a free will offering or donation. God blesses the cheerful giver. You can give securely at the link provided in the description section. 5. Do you know, child of God, that by sharing this healing devotional to all those who have need of healing, you are indeed sowing healing? Remember, what you sow is what you reap. You sow healing, you reap healing. So share this healing devotional to as many people as possible, and your healing will manifest before you know it. Hallelujah. So, we shall now partake of the Holy Communion as our definitive faith action. Get your elements ready. You can use juice or non-alcoholic wine, soft drink, or even water to represent the blood. It makes no difference. God will honor your faith. And you can use a tiny piece of wafer, biscuit, or bread to represent the flesh of Jesus. Now say this after me. Lord Jesus, I obey your command to eat your flesh and drink your blood in remembrance of what you did for me at Calvary. You shed your blood for the remission of my sins, and by the stripes of the wounds you sustained, you took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Not one remains. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, it is illegal of the devil to put any disease, any evil in my body. There is no place in my body for them. Lord Jesus, as I eat your flesh and drink your blood, terminate all evils still clinging to my body. Thank you, Jesus, for I know that the price was fully paid. You may partake now. Eat the flesh of Jesus and drink the blood of Jesus. It is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Finally, do kindly click on the subscribe button if you have not already done so. This will enable us to notify you whenever we have a new day's message uploaded. Be blessed as you do so.